In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do this Chris Harrington thing. Chris, what are we listening to?
It is a postcard by Uncle Tupelo from their second album, 1991, Still Feel Gone. For mailbag day for me.
Before we get into mailbag stuff, I was at TPC Southwind yesterday for the golf tournament, the practice round, walking around, and I remember they used to always have you write about the food. I don't know if you're still doing that. Probably not anymore. They have Torchy's Tacos there this year, and that seemed to be a very popular stop yesterday. It's next to the pro shop or whatever, where people can buy FedEx St. Jude shirts and stuff. And I was shocked by the pure number of people that I heard go, "Oh, Torchy's Tacos is here," and like walk over there. How many times have you had Torchy's Tacos? And are you a fan?
Well, before that, I'll say, because I only went once to the golf tournament to write about like the experience of someone going there who's not really a golf fan. I actually tweeted and blue-skied out that column again this morning on as a throwback Thursday if people want to check that out. But I only went the one time. So I went to Torchy's several times in Austin when I used to go to South by Southwest every year and really liked it. The Torchy's, like the chain Torchy's that moved, you know, that's in Memphis, there in East Memphis. I've been there, I would say, a few times, a handful of times. My son liked to go there. I'm a fan of the green chili queso probably more than I am of their tacos.
No, I second you on the green chili queso. That is, I think, their best food item. I was just curious. In terms of tacos, what are the top taco places in the city?
Well, there's sort of different kinds of tacos. The Torchy's Taco is a very, like, Austin kind of taco. And you can get another version of that from El Mero, which was a Memphis restaurant / food truck that is run by a former Texan that predated Torchy's coming to Memphis. I'm a fan of the El Mero stuff. But they have their truck, and then they have a shop out in, technically, it's Cordova. It's on Germantown Parkway, you know, somewhere in that Germantown, Cordova area, wherever the lines are. As far as more like traditional, like Mexican restaurant kind of tacos, my favorite is at Los Picosos on Summer. I get different things at different Mexican restaurants in terms of what I like to order, but that's a place where I like to get tacos. I also like to get their smoked chicken. But if I'm just going to go to a restaurant and get tacos, that's the place I tend to go to. I like the Taco and Ganas tacos. I ate a bunch of those at FedEx Forum last year, that's for sure.
My wife and I are frequents at La Perla in Collierville, the Mexican restaurant out there. They have, like, street tacos that they do, and you can add what you want onto them, and it's so cheap. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a meal that's that delicious and that cheap in terms of tacos. anywhere in the city. So that's my favorite. But I'm kind of freestyling now.
Let me give you two other food truck tacos that I've thought about it. And I don't know whether they're still – it's been – I think Taco Cat's still there. So Taco Cat has a truck that's in, like, an Exxon station there on Germantown Parkway near near Shelby Farms.
Okay.
And they've got a little seating set up. That's good. And the place I've written about before, and it's very – I found it to be very erratic. Like, I'll tell people about it, and, like, they'll go, and, like, it's, well, it wasn't there. Sometimes it's there, and sometimes it's not. But there's this truck that's often in a Family Dollar parking lot on Macon Road. They're sort of, you know, in sort of that East Memphis-y area of Macon, not, like, out more suburban Macon. And it's called Carnitas Grease, and they only do pork. And the pork rib taco and from that food truck is the best taco I've ever had in my life.
Interesting. I need to make note of that. I'm going to go back and make note of exactly.
It's not always there, but if you drive by, like, on a Friday, Saturday night, I think it's cash only. Often it's there. At least used to be there a lot, but not always. It's a red truck. It's not super reliable. But the rib taco I've had there is the best taco I've ever had.
You know, you've probably been asked this before, but I've never talked to you about this. Is there what food item do you think Memphis does best if we exclude barbecue and wings?
See, this is actually sort of related to, like, the very end of my mailbag. I did a food question, and there's more to life than basketball. My primary. I know Memphis is very associated and self-associates with barbecue and with wings. I consider myself a Southerner first and a Memphian second, right? I grew up in Arkansas, and I culturally, I consider myself very Southern. And to me, my core Southern food is not barbecue, and it's certainly not wings. To me, it's catfish, and it's like Southern vegetable plate kind of stuff, meat and three, country cooking kind of stuff. And so, like, one of the questions I asked about was about, like, a restaurant exchange. What would I want to bring from Memphis to here in Minnesota where I am? What would I want to send the other way? My answer wasn't barbecue. My answer was actually Soulfish Cafe, because I can get catfish and I can get, you know, fried okra and black-eyed peas and mac and cheese and that kind of stuff. That is the stuff that is the core of my soul, is more the country cooking, soul food stuff and catfish.
Have you been to Dale's in South Haven?
I have not. Do I need to do that?
Yes, you need to. You need to get down there. It's. I think they redid the restaurant. I assume you've been to Silver Caboose.
In Collier. I have. Collierville Town Square.
Yes. Yeah. So that's like that. Those types of meals. Dale's is the same way. Southern cooking. The restaurant. I think it was way due for an upgrade, and I think they just recently upgraded it. Amazing. That type of food. That's one you gotta try. My wife is from South Haven, so. Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing that, and frankly, it's becoming more scarce even in the South and even in Memphis. But that's the kind of thing that doesn't travel as much. Like, I was actually talking to a couple of friends of mine here about this yesterday, because where I was talking about that mailbag question I did. And my friend Aston sort of made the point that barbecue has sort of become a national food at this point. Like every city in the country, like, has their own barbecue. I mean, I'm not saying it's always good. But it has become kind of a national thing. You can get barbecue everywhere. You won't always get good barbecue, but it is a thing that everyone tries to do. Not everyone's, like, frying catfish and putting together a fried okra and black eyed peas. You cannot get that everywhere.
I think that's absolutely right. Okay, onward to the Grizzlies. You have a mailbag out. I love these mailbags. I love that you answer all kinds of different questions. One thing I tend to note, because I sometimes put out questions for our podcast, we always get questions about the starting lineup. Like, what do you think it is that people, why people always, like, that has become such an infatuation, the starting lineup?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is a starting point to think about the team. You start thinking about the team going into the next season, your first thought is, like, who's starting and then who's coming off the bench and then whatever. And I do think there's probably more emphasis on that than there needs to be relative to just total playing time and total role. And so I just think it's just sort of ingrained in like, you know, thinking about sports is like that's sort of a starting point, literally a starting point to thinking about a team.
Yeah, that's probably correct. In the piece, you called Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Jalen Wells a placeholder combo in the starting lineup. What exactly did you mean by placeholder combo? As in they could get replaced later on this season or future?
Yeah, I didn't necessarily mean that in terms of this season, although I do think that's possible. The question was about, like, can you really compete in the West and be a contender in the West, however it was phrased, with KCP and Wells as your starting wings? And I took that not as, like, can you make the playoffs? I took that as then, like, you know, could you be a title contender if those are your starting wings? And I think the answer is probably no. And so I think wherever they end up, you know, over the course of the next 1-2 years or whatever, it's probably not with that. It may be with Wells, you know, at the two and then Cedric Coward at the three, or it could be, you know, so, you know, who knows what happens with that draft pick they have coming from Phoenix. What if they jump in the top three and they're drafting A.J. DeBanza or Darren Peterson or, you know, one of these highly touted guys. I think the team is probably trying to get to a wing combo, to use Zach Kleiman's term, that has higher end outcomes than a KCP Wells combo. So I think that's where the season probably starts. But I don't think if this iteration of the Grizzlies, if this plan, as we talked about yesterday, like, reaches fruition, it's probably not with that as the wing combo.
You know, this kind of ties into, I wasn't planning on asking about this, but this kind of ties into the comparison that you did with Vince Williams and Jalen Wells, which I thought was really interesting, comparing different rates and rebounding rates, assist rates, that sort of thing between the two players. We've talked about it, especially during summer league, how what you see from Jalen Wells is kind of what you expect to get. But I wonder if he were to pop, like if he were to make a leap, what does the ceiling look like? What is the ceiling for Jalen Wells?
I think for him it starts with being better at what he's already good at, which is 3-and-D, right? People think of him as a good three-point shooter coming out of last season, and I do too. But he ended up at 35%, which is nothing special for a wing player. Now, he was at 38 in the first half of the season, and then he slumped. And so, like, what's real? I think the 38 is probably more real than where he ended at 35, because when you watch him shoot, you can see the form and the comfort in shooting. But I think for him to hang on as a quality starter long-term, I think it's not that he's suddenly going to become a dynamic ball handler. I think it's that 35% three-point shooting is going to become 40 or 41 or 42% three-point shooting with increased volume. I think it's that defensively he's going to get stronger and be even better at guarding different kinds of guys. Like last year, as a rookie, he's 6'8", but he actually did better, I think, guarding down than guarding stronger guys. That's something I think I asked Taylor Jenkins at one point. And he sort of acknowledged, and Wells himself even acknowledged. It was actually a game against Minnesota here when I sort of brought that up with both of them. And it was like, you know, he had done better against, like, the Damian Lillards of the world than, like, the Anthony Edwards of the world. That he was better at guarding the quick guys and using his length than he was the strength guys. Well, if he gets stronger, now he can guard, you know, stronger twos, bigger threes, that kind of thing. So to me, the best version of Jalen Wells is getting better at the three and at the D. I just don't believe he's going to transform into a dynamic offensive player. I don't think the handle and the athleticism are going to get to that point. I could be wrong, but that's sort of my feeling about it.
And then you have this comparison between Jalen and Vince Williams and the games played since, you know, obviously since Vince became a real player on this team, spent his first year mostly in the G League.
But that includes every game. That includes every regulation NBA he's ever played is in that sample.
You know, Vince has the edge in rebound rate, the edge in assist rate, the edge in steal rate, the edge in block rate. The turnovers have been higher for Vince, which has been a problem. Usage right about the same. True shooting exactly the same, 56%.
Yeah.
Are you telling me Vince Williams Jr. has a higher ceiling than Jalen Wells?
I think he might. I think he is a more dynamic player. Now, he's not as long. He's a little bit older. It's not a big difference age-wise, but it's a couple years. He's a little bit older. He's not as tall. I actually don't know about the length, because if you start looking at wingspan and, like, reach, I don't know how different it is, honestly. But he's shorter by a few inches than Jalen Williams, and he's younger. And I think his shooting form does not look as good. Even if the career shooting numbers, it's more up in the air. His shooting form does not look as good. But he's just a more dynamic player. I think he's a better raw athlete. I think he's more impactful in the different ways he impacts the game. And I think he does have more juice as a ball handler, passer, off the dribble guy. And so I do think Vince Williams probably has a higher upside than Jalen Wells, but I think the median outcome with Wells is probably more solid.
The question is the health, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, with Vince, I mean, I know Jalen also had an injury, but that didn't really feel like his fault at the end of last season.
No, 100% you
know,
not
that,
his fault.
That wasn't just like he was running around and stepped the wrong way, you know, he got knocked clean out of the air. I think with Vince, there are real injury questions. So to me, I feel like at this stage, if you ask me what player is more trustworthy as a future piece for the team, I think Jalen Wells is a little bit more trustworthy, even if the ceiling on Williams is higher.
I think the team feels that way. I think the fan base feels that way generally. And I think if you phrase it that specifically, I think even I feel that way. You know, again, that's sort of a different way of saying median outcome, right? Like sort of that most likely kind of outcome is probably a little bit higher, a little bit more certain with Jalen Wells. I think that's true. I just think there's a talent level with Vince Williams that warrants exploring. And my hope is that the team has sort of moved on from it prematurely.
What I love about these mailbags, too, is that they always provide an opportunity to look far into the future, because people never stop looking out into the future. And Vince and Gigi are going to be eligible for extensions. Now, they're on good, cheap deals for the team. If you had to guess, which one of those players is more likely to get an extension?
So the question was actually about them getting their options declined, you know, sort of like the Grizzlies did on Jake LaRavia. And that decision is not for another year. And so the easy answer is wait and see. But like those their option numbers are so low, I just don't see the team declining those, right? So I pivoted to the extension question. To me, it's actually a more likely thing to look at and say, like, who gets an extension, who doesn't, kind of thing, than who gets declined. Because I just don't see either getting declined. And so I think the team has a decision to make, you know, with those guys in terms of which, if either, are you investing in more long-term, and who, you know, you maybe tried to trade before you let them walk for nothing. I think there are decisions there. You know, Gigi's 6'8", and he's a combo forward. I think that situation is a little less crowded going forward. I think most people think Gigi Jackson's a higher ceiling talent. I'm not entirely sure, just because I'm sort of higher than most on Vince and value some of the things he does that are non-scoring related. I think they're both pretty up in the air. I guess I would have to lean to Gigi just because of the positional thing. I think there's more of a path for him probably at this point, because since Vince Williams has popped a little bit, they've added Jalen Wells and Cedric Howard to the mix.
On those two guys, if they play well, I know it's easy to get those guys on a cheap deal when they're on a two-way contract, right? And then they get an opportunity and they play really well and they're trying to make it in the NBA and secure guaranteed money, and they're willing to sign a cheap contract for several years, and you feel like you got a good deal if you're the team. In order to get an extension done, and I am asking you to go into the crystal ball a little bit, like, if they were to play well, what are you doing something short term because you don't know the direction of the team? We've talked so much about, like, on ramp, off ramp. Like, what manner should the team try to extend those players if they were to go that route?
I mean, it depends on, like, the salary level you're able to get with them. I mean, this team has shown that it likes doing long-term deals if the money is low enough, you know? Witness the Cam Spencer deal, like all these deals with these guys coming off. If they can get that kind of deal with one of those where you feel like there's much more upside than downside, I don't see any reason not to you know, you're only going to do it like 4 years. That's where as long as anything's going to be. But I don't see the reason why you wouldn't do a longer-term deal if the dollar amount is low enough. And that sort of brings up you didn't quite go this way, but you sort of made me think of it. Like, who's more willing, all things being equal, which of those players is probably more willing to take, like, a smaller amount? And it's probably Vince Williams, just because there's not the sense that he's supposed to be some kind of star is not there, whereas I think that is sort of there with Gigi a little bit.
Yeah. For you, when you look at this this team this year. And we've been over this a couple of different times. Like for the Athlon, we've been talking about the Athlon and Lindy's thing. The final wrap up question is, to what way, where do you project the Grizzlies to be this season? And I think the answer that I eventually have come to is that they're not in the top tier. They're not in the second tier. They might be in the third tier in the mix of teams that's fighting to avoid the play-in tournament. But if this team did go to the play-in tournament, would that be enough in your mind to satisfy the expectations that the fans will have coming into the season? Or do you get the sense that from all these questions and all the stuff you've received, people have higher expectations of this team?
I think it depends on sort of how you arrive at the destination a little bit, because it's not just this season is not happening in a vacuum. It's about sort of choosing a new path, and is that path, you know, are you going to stay on that path? And so if you sort of scratch and claw your way there with, like, you know, John Conchar playing a big role, and, like, you know, Brandon Clark, and, you know, but Cedric Howard hasn't done anything, and Zach Edey struggled to come back from his injury, and Josh still missed a lot of games, but hey, you're deep, and your system is scratching out wins, and you end up finishing eighth and getting into the play-in. I don't think people feel great about that. I think if like Edey comes back from the surgery and it looks like he's back on track, and Howard looks like a guy who's not quite ready right now, but you can see how he might really pop in the next year or two, and Ja is playing at an all-star level, and like, hey, the West is just really hard, man, and so you finish seventh or eighth, but you can see how this team could get a lot better a year from now. I think then you feel good about it. And it could be the same record in those two situations, but I think how you get there is almost as important as where you get.
It matters. Last thing before I get you out of here. Speaking of starting lineup, if Brandon Clark comes out and plays really well in the preseason, does that impact your thinking at all on whether or not he would be the starter on opening night?
Well, I mean, does it impact the team's thinking? You know, it's probably more important. I don't think, as I sort of said yesterday, Brandon Clark is sort of a signal he doesn't really want to start. And I think the team, again, it gets back to your first question about starting lineups, right? Like, there's so much focus on that. But, like, if you're going to play your 18 minutes regardless, whether you start or come off the bench, how important is it whether you start or come off the bench? And so I think the team sees Brandon Clark as more someone who will get his 18 minutes on the floor of the game, and then, like, they might finish the game alongside Jaren, because that looks really good. So I don't – even if he plays well in the preseason, I don't think the team is going to look at that and say, oh, maybe we should start him, unless Jock Landale's really struggling, in which case maybe they would. But I don't think it's just going to be a matter of – I don't think the starting lineup decision, especially in terms of the front court person next to Jaren, is a who's going to win the job question. It's not like whoever plays better is going to start. I don't think that's the consideration. I think they're looking at the totality of the game and the minutes and all of that.
All right, Chris, we'll save the rest of the mailbag stuff for tomorrow. Thank you for joining us, as always.
All right, man, thanks.
When we come back, we are going to play Writer Than Right trivia. Kevin Cerrito will join us, and Jeffrey will defend his crown. This is Drew Hill.
Hold on. We got to make sure we got it. We got to let everybody know what they're playing for.
Oh, what are they playing for?
So, indeed, they will be playing for tickets to go see James Taylor. James Taylor concert just announced. So, you will be playing for two tickets to see James Taylor. Also, we will be taking caller number 3, the phone number 901. 445-0929, 901-445-0929, caller number 3.
How could I forget? We'll see you on the other side. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff on 92.9 FM ESPN.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
True North. North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Drew filling in for Jeff today. It is now time to play some Writer Than Right trivia with our friend Kevin Cerrito. He's the MC of Fun and Games here in studio. And also all across Memphis, you can find all the games and trivia and all the fun stuff that he has going on at CerritoEntertainment.com. You can follow him on X at Cerrito. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Drew and everybody? I'm doing great today. We've got so much trivia and bingo happening around town. Did you hear Celtic Crossing closed again? So Celtic Crossing was hit by a car right before the July 4th holiday. A car ran right into it the Monday after the big anniversary celebration there in Cooper Young. They are closed now for an update. They're finally updating. They're going to update the patio. They've had a tent set up out there. So Celtic Crossing is temporarily closed. They'll be open hopefully again here in a few weeks. That means Wednesday trivia is on hold. But we did add a new Wednesday spot here at Rockies in East Memphis. We're playing Rockies in East Memphis at 8 o'clock every Wednesday night now, starting last night. You got to be 21 and up to play. You're going to be 21 up to go to Rockies at any point. But we are playing at Rockies now on Wednesdays at 8, and we're playing for cash prizes. It's the only trivia night we have with cash prizes every single week. So the winning team gets $75 cash if you can win. It's a pretty great prize. I don't know. Today's prize rivals that, right, Jeffrey?
Indeed, Kevin, we have a double prize. So I forgot to mention this before the break, but we also have, in addition to James Taylor tickets, we have tickets to the show, the Memphis Wrestling Show, or I should say, how are we rephrasing it? It's going to be at Roosters on August 22nd.
Yeah, this live professional wrestling. I'll be hosting it. It's a big show. So Roosters is in the old bluff there on Highland. So coming out August, it's a Friday night, August 22nd. It's an 18 and up show there on Highland. But yeah, all the big, so Andy Max there, Bobby Ford, Hunter Havoc, Tyler LeMasters. So it's going to be a big card of live professional wrestling action coming up, and we got free tickets here today. We'll be giving away tickets every week up until the show here on Writer Than Right Trivia.
You ready, my man?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's time for the Jeff Calkins Show's Writer Than Right Trivia, presented by Cerrito Trivia, starring the great radio quizmaster Kevin Cerrito and Jeffrey Wright. Writer Than Right Trivia on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
All right, Kevin, that means we need a contestant. We welcome Rosie in Memphis to the program. Rosie, this is where I hand it over to Kevin. Best of luck.
All right, Rosie, your job's trying to get more. your job's trying to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you will win. Of course, you just got to play honorably. It's going to be a fair game here in order for you to win. And my goodness, what a prize pack today. Jeff Calkins is I'm surprised he didn't try calling in. Honestly, I'm surprised he didn't try calling in to try to win today.
He doesn't want to play music.
He doesn't. He's conflicted, right?
He would not play honorably. Let's be honest. No question. He would not play honorably. Nope.
Yeah, it doesn't. All right. So I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever category you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time if you miss, and vice versa. As we get through the game, we're going to start your opening categories this morning. We have 2015 or 2025.
I'll go with 2025.
2025. We're staying with some current events here. Former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been spotted dining and attending concerts of what pop superstar that he is now rumored to be romantically involved with?
I'll take the 2015. Sorry, I have no idea.
No idea.
Oh, Jeffrey, I will be stealing. You might know her as Katy Perry, but her name's Katherine Hudson. But yes, Katy Perry.
Wow, look at Jeffrey just throws out extra information there. But yes, Katy Perry,
born in Memphis,
rumored to be involved with Justin Trudeau. So there you go. The 2015 for you, Jeffrey, go back 10 years ago this year. What communist nation did the U.S. formally reestablish diplomatic relations with in 2015 after 54 years?
Cuba.
Cuba is correct. All right. To give you another shot here. Yeah, still got time. Plenty of time, Rosie. We got around the world or around the U.S.?
Let's go around the U.S.
What U.S. state is home to the largest naval base in the world and Marymount University?
Maryland.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey's already stolen. But that would be the home of the future SEC team. Virginia. The state of Virginia.
That's
has
a tough
the largest
one. Yeah. Mary is in the name. Mary is literally, that should have been Maryland. I'm with Rosie on that one. That should have been Maryland.
Just an imaginary line separates the places.
Okay, we're going back around the world, Jeffrey. The most populated and highest city in all of South Africa is named after someone, but they can't really agree who exactly it's named after. What is the name of this city?
The
most populated and highest city in all of South Africa.
So I thought it was Johannesburg. I'm going Johannesburg.
Is that what you're going with? That is correct. Johannesburg with over 5 million people there.
3-0 Jeffrey so far. He's a machine. It's unbelievable. I can't believe this.
All right, back to you.
Action movie.
Action movies or animated movies? Which one do you want?
I'll go with animated.
Animated movie. What's the name of the rabbit in Disney's Bambi?
Thumper.
Thumper's correct.
Yay, I'm on the board.
Action movies for you, Jeffrey. Fill in the blank from the movie Top Gun. This is a quote from Top Gun. Blank
the original? Rider,
Yes. Blank Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. That's quote.
Negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
That is correct. Jeffrey with another point. And I should have avoid all Tom Cruise movies here to help the people out.
Not true.
We might have a new policy.
Might have watched 3 on the airplane.
Maybe we could play wronger than Rosie today.
Well, that's all right. Jeffrey does this every single week. The last time I was here, he didn't miss a single question either. So that's Rosie. There's no shame in this. And clearly you're playing honorably. But here we go.
None at all. I've got 1 point with my thumper, and I'm happy.
You're not out of this. You're not out of this quite yet. Jeffrey may slip up here. You still got a chance to steal. What do we got, Kevin?
We have diamond or gold. Diamonds or gold. Mm.
Is it my pick?
Yeah, you always pick the category.
Diamond.
Diamond. What card game shares its name with a style of ring that only has a single diamond mounted on it?
Solitaire.
You got it. Another point.
Woo.
Here we go. It's getting interesting.
The gold question now for you, Jeffrey. What substance is added to yellow gold to make rose gold?
I felt like Rosie should probably get this one.
Right, exactly. What are the odds?
What would be added? The only thing I can...
There's a steel out there.
The only thing I can think of is... I'm going to say copper.
You are going to say the correct answer. Another point for Jeffrey. Oh, to go to the... What's the score, Drew? What do we have here?
Going to the final round. 5-2, right?
5-2. Jeffrey is in the lead.
All right, do we know what...
I was going to go with Skittles with a steel, and that wouldn't be right.
It would have been a great steal. I like the... We need more joke steals on this. Everybody just takes this challenge too seriously. Jeffrey just embarrasses everybody every week. All right, what are we going to wager, Rosie? What are we going to wager here?
I'm wagering all of Jeffrey's points.
Respect.
Right, she's going to wager all of hers as well, I'm guessing. Jeffrey, what are you doing?
I texted you. It's one.
All right, we've got one.
Or sorry, I put it in the chat. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know how we were doing that today. All right, so this is Jeffrey's return game, by the way. Like, he takes a week off. He's unconnected and rests his brain. And
he's had a bye week to prepare, you know?
Yes.
This is not fair in general because he's had a week of studying.
There was no trivia played in San Diego.
You were not studying tape.
All right,
so we're going to the finals. The final category is four in honor of the golf tournament. Four-letter answers. You want question A or B?
I'll go with B.
Question B. What Americans would call an apartment, Brits would know by what four-letter name?
A flat.
You got it. You just doubled your score.
She picked the right question.
She's got four in the four round here in honor of the golf tournament. So, Jeffrey, you've wagered
one. So, if I miss, we push.
Wow, we could end with a tie, which what a way to end it here. All right, your final question here. Four-letter answer. Based on sales, what is the most successful band to come out of Sweden?
That's got to be ABBA. ABBA, yeah. ABBA.
It is ABBA. That is correct. Jeffrey wins.
Congratulations, Jeffrey.
Rosie has a heck of a comeback. I'm not sure if answering some of those questions right makes any type of indication of intelligence, because some of those were things you probably shouldn't know. How should you know Katy Perry's dating Justin Trudeau?
I thought he's a big figure, though, no?
Is he?
Are we criticizing Kevin's questions today? I don't like
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying those were questions.
You knew it, and you know, like, the real names of the people.
Well, yeah, but that's
geared. Justin Trudeau's
what I'm saying. They're questions geared towards idiots, like me.
I mean, yeah, that's, you know, it's all in the tabloids. Mm-hmm. Katy Perry is going to be the new... First Lady of Canada at some point. What is he doing? Well, I know he's not in charge anymore.
I think Rosie played honorably.
Oh, absolutely. Rosie, we've got all your information. Tickets should be coming to you via email.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rosie.
Awesome. All right, have a good weekend. Bye.
Yeah, if you guys go to SuriterEntertainment.com if you want to find out where you can play trivia. Newest location, again, is Rockies in East Memphis on Wednesdays, 8 o'clock. It's a 21 and up only trivia night with cash prizes. But we also are playing tonight. We're at five different spots tonight around the Memphis area, including the Hueys at Southwind. So if you're going to the golf tournament, come hang out with me. I'll be there. I always love golf tournament week at Hueys Southwind. It's a lot of fun. Come play with us. You'll hear one or more of questions that we just asked here on the radio tonight and over the next week plus all over town. SuriterEntertainment.com. That's where you can go and win and use your advantage for being a loyal listener here to 99 FM ESPN.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Jeffrey defends his crown. He's now
it got tight late.
He's now 2-0 with me hosting the Jeff Calkins show. Although a dicey 2-0 so far for Jeffrey. All right, when we come back, we will get you set up one last time for FedEx St. Jude Championship. I'll tell you who's in the lead over at TPC Southwind. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back for the final time today. Thank you to my friend Brian Deal and to Chris Harrington for joining us earlier. Thank you to Kevin Cerrito for Writer Than Right trivia in the last segment. It is FedEx St. Jude Championship Week. The tournament is underway over at Southwind. We already have some leaders, Jeffrey. Akshay Bhatia.
Yep.
In first place, 4 under, tied with Harry Hall and Matt Fitzpatrick. So we have those three at the top. Right behind them, another grouping of three: Wyndham Clark, Justin Rose, and Rogers.
Patrick Rogers.
Patrick Rogers, that is. What do we think? Do we think we're going to have good crowds out there today?
I've always feel like Thursday is always a little slow. And then we head into the weekend. I always feel like it kind of peaks on Saturday, but I think it's going to progressively get better.
Do you think, what's the better scenario? To have a close race at the end for this tournament, or to have Scotty just get out to a massive lead and try to hold it on Sunday? Which he's done, I think, what, 11 straight times?
I think if you're watching on TV, you probably want a more competitive race. But I think if you're out on the grounds, I think you want to feel like you're a part of like something transcendent. And I think if Scotty were to like run away with it, like, I don't know about you, but I kind of found myself on Sunday at the Open when Scotty was starting to build the lead. Like, I was like, let's see if he can win this thing by 10. Like, I don't know. Like, I think people are now starting to acknowledge, okay, maybe it's not the most robust personality, but he's got more personality than he gets credit for. And I think he's really starting to get credit. Like, he's showing signs of greatness that we haven't seen.
Justin Thomas has now teed off over there. Ricky Fowler has teed off. You've got Scottie Scheffler teeing off at 11:10. So in about 20 minutes, Xander Schauffele at 11:10. So about 20 minutes.
I think Scottie's 12:15.
Scottie is 12:45. So if you haven't made it out there yet, there's still time to make it out there. The big names are still yet to tee off over at TPC Southwind. It should be a really fun week over there. Do you think it would be, if Scotty were to go ahead and win this thing by 10 strokes, do you think it would be I don't know, a black eye at all on your guy, Rory, who's decided not to show up? Because Scotty is in the same position, doesn't have to be here. If he just goes ahead and runs away with this thing this week, does it change your feelings at all about the fact that Rory McIlroy did not decide to play?
No, because then I would just think he would have just beaten Rory by 8.
He's just that much better. Huh?
He's like, that's the thing. Rory didn't play bad at the Open. And I mean, Rory got his way like went into like the final 2 or 3 groups, and it was just not even remotely close.
Which what's the best St. Jude Championship of recent memory? Is it the Will Zalatoris year? So that one felt like a really special year.
Are we saying the golf tournament, or are we saying this iteration?
The golf tournament.
To me, the peak is the very first year was a WGC in 2019. You had in the final group, it ended up being boring, but in the final group, you had Rory and Brooks. They were 1 and 2 in the world, and Rory had shot, whatever, 61 or 62 the day before. Like, the crowds were phenomenal. To me, like, it peaked in 2019. Obviously, the pandemic happens, and then it goes from being a WGC to a playoff event, and so now you've also had the tour splitting. So, you know, DeChambeau's not out there, Rahm's not out there. Like, I think it peaked in 2019.
Do you worry at all about the future of the tournament?
Do I worry about the event itself? No. Do I worry about, like, is it always going to be, like, a premier prestigious event? Yeah, but I also think a lot of golf tournaments. I think the PGA Tour's trying to figure out a lot of what's actually going on and, like, how to, like, come up with the right format and whatnot, but I kind of worry about that because it's a crowded calendar.
I'm partial to the year that Will Zalatoris won because it was his first win.
No, it was and to me, like, that's 2 in recent memory.
You got the playoff. I hope we get something like that this year. And it's going to be a fun week out there, no matter what. And it means so much to the city. Again, thank you to everybody who joined us earlier, to Brian, to Chris, to Kevin Cerrito, for Jeffrey and for Drew. We're out of here. Thank you for listening. Keep listening. Jason and John Show coming up next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.